This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. There is an emotional side along with a general economic side when it comes to making decisions about one's mortgage. To make a smart judgment about your mortgage, you need to take both of these sides into account. Today's certified financial planner, Byron Moore, explains how to make a wise mortgage choice. That's on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Is it a good idea to pay off your home mortgage loan early? I find that there is an economic answer to that question, but there's also an emotional answer to that question. So which is right? Well, that depends on who you are. And well, I'm glad we could clear that up. Decisions surrounding a house tend to be both economic and emotional. They're economic because most people spend more money on their house and housing-related expenses than anything else in their lives. But they're also emotional for much the same reason. This is a generality which could be 100% cultural, but my experience is that women tend to be more security-minded and men tend to be more win-lose in their thinking. The women that I meet tend to be more comfortable embracing the emotional side of their decision-making. Men tend to be just as emotional, we just don't like to admit it. So most women with whom I discuss mortgages treat them kind of as a necessary evil. The mortgage represents a potential enemy which, if unpaid, may cause the house to be taken away from the family. Not a good emotional association. Some men see mortgages as tools for conquest. The bigger, the better. Now, there's some emotion for you. Others share their wife's distaste for having to have the debt, but they want to make sure that they're doing the shrewd thing. We guys don't like appearing dumb in front of our friends, much less in front of our wives. This, by the way, is why women's use of the line, "Oh, honey, you're so smart," is so very insidious. But I digress. Done correctly, both of you, male and female, so-called economic thinker or emotional thinker, can get what you want. You want to make a smart mortgage choice. One just wants to be rid of the thing ASAP. Well, consider a get-out-of-debt-quickly strategy using a longer-term mortgage. So, let's do some numbers. Suppose that you borrowed $500,000 at 5%, and current rates are lower, I know, over 15 years. Well, the monthly mortgage payment would be about $4,000 a month. That's a lot of money. Stretch that loan repayment out to 30 years, and the payments go down to about $2,700 a month. That is $1,300 a month difference in those two payments. Well, if you want to get out of debt quickly, you might be opting for the 15-year mortgage, thinking it's simply the way to go. I would say that using a 15-year mortgage in that case is simply a way to go. But another possibility is to choose the 30-year mortgage, but commit the difference of payments, that $1,300, into a savings or an investment account. And as long as you earn the same after-tax cost as your mortgage rate, you should have enough in that side account to pay off your mortgage at about the 15-year mark, if you wish. Perhaps more significantly, you will have a growing pile of liquid wealth, that side account I referred to, that's available to use in the event of either an emergency or an opportunity. This is actually when the side fund may prove to be most valuable. Men, if you decide that this strategy is worth considering, you may want to bring it up with your wife. You can tell her it's a way to make you both happy. And when you do, who knows? She might just break out with, "Oh, honey, you're so smart." Don't say I didn't warn you. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.